Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so excited because our friend Laura Erickson is here. She's the sales and marketing manager at Benedictine Senior Living Regina. She has brought along Maureen Maher, who is the foundation development director for Benedictine, and we are going to get into it today. First of all, Laura, how have you been? You always bring great guests.
Very good. Thank you, Mo. It's great to be here and very excited to go over some upcoming events and get to know Maureen a little bit more, too. So,
well, Maureen, I would like to get to know you as well. First of all, I have to compliment you on your beautiful Irish name.
Thank you. I got to say right back to you,
why,
Maureen.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So let's hear more about the foundation. But before we get into that, you told me before we went on the air that you had a broadcast major. Tell us about that, please.
I did. Back in the day, I went to the University of Minnesota and worked on University Report, was our newscast back in the day. And it's really fun being back in a studio. And I knew of you through your husband, wonderful Terry, who is a fantastic volunteer on our Regina Healthcare Board. And I get the pleasure of working closely with him on a number of initiatives. But yeah, it's great to be here and meet you officially.
Thank you. Well, I don't know much about the boards, and I would love for our listeners to learn more about it as well. So would you be so kind as to tell us?
I would be happy to. So the first board that I mentioned that we're lucky to have Terry serve on is the Regina Healthcare Board. And that board is really focused on a lot of our spiritual activities, not only at Benedictine Regina Senior Living, but also at the hospital.
Because that's the tradition of the Regina Hospital and of the care center side as well. It has a very spiritual Catholic identity.
It does, yes. We have a beautiful chapel that's located in our senior living community, and everybody is welcome to worship there with us. In fact, our residents love it when the folks from the neighborhood join us or folks from Hastings and the surrounding community. So the work that we do on that board really goes towards the upkeep of the chapel or maybe things we need for our priests, our fathers, that for services, wonderful, wonderful group of individuals. In fact, we are actually working on Tree of Lights that has come back this year, and Terry and Mick talked a little bit about that last time they were here. But then we also have another board that's kind of an operating board for just the senior living, and that encompasses all the other wonderful facets of life. We really believe in celebrating the whole person. So the physical, the spiritual, the fun, the just, you know, we all draw different elements that make our lives happy. So we have a lot of different ways that people can make an impact and kind of celebrate our elders. And boy, they've sure taken good care of us. So I'm honored to raise money for them.
So the foundation that you are the development director of, tell us about that specifically.
Yes, it's a 501c3, and we have a presence in a number of different communities where we have Benedictine Living Communities. The money that we raise at Regina stays at Regina. So that, I think, is something that's very important to residents of Hastings. And as I mentioned, we raise money for a number of different things, whether it's something to do with renovations, whether it's offering an innovative program to serve our elders, whether it's making an enhancement to the chapel and our spiritual care program, which we know is so important, especially as we tend to get older. So just a wide range of things that people can make an impact.
Well, it's wonderful. So you, as the foundation development director, how does that work with the other parts of the entities with Benedictine? You said there's more than one Benedictine Senior Living.
Mm-hmm.
Are they all part of United?
No.
No. Because we are very unique, right? That we're part of a hospital too, or that we are connected to the hospital?
It is amazing that we are neighbors with the hospital and that we have a partnership with the hospital on our spiritual programming, because not only do we have the chapel, but then we also have the prayer room that's over at United, and that has been a wonderful comfort to people as they're visiting relatives maybe that are undergoing surgery or procedures, to have that quiet space to reflect and to pray. So there might be some others. Our Northfield community also is located near a health center, but I work with Regina and raising funds for Hastings in particular.
Okay, wonderful. So Laura, this is a nice partnership that you have, isn't it?
Yes, it's great.
And it's essential. I would assume.
It really is. The foundation has a great work, especially, like you mentioned, for the renovations that we have that we're working towards. We couldn't have done it without the money that was raised by the foundation. So,
well, let's hear about these renovations, because I keep hearing about them, Laura. You talk
yes.
about them, but is there an end in sight?
Is yes. It, is it, yes. And in fact,
is
we...
Is it like all home projects that just take
a long time? They take a long time with the supplies, all of that, you know, delays, all that. But we have an end in sight, and we are actually going to be having an event, an open house, on January 29th. That's a Thursday. More details and the exact time to be determined. We'll be posting this on our Facebook page once we get all that out. But stay tuned and save the date for Thursday, January 29th. We'd love to have you check out our open house, and also continue to check out our Facebook page for more details and upcoming events in the future as well. But some of the renovations that we're doing, we have had now for a while a full functioning dining room that has restaurant style dining.
Which is so cool.
Yes.
It's
yes.
so beautiful.
It's amazing.
In there.
Yeah.
The residents love it.
Yeah. And they can order. It's just the living side. They order off a menu, which is amazing. And also families could come to and order off the menu as well. And we also have a private dining room that families can rent out as well.
Oh, like for a party or
yes,
something?
Yes, like a party and things like that. Yes, yeah, so it's a very nice private dining space.
In fact, I think there's already a party in the works. I met with a woman the other day, and she's like, I think we're going to have the party in this room.
That's perfect. Yeah, That's great to hear. Yeah.
So we would bring in our own decorations and such?
Yeah, and then you just use the, you let our activities department, I believe, know. You want, then they have the schedule of the room, if it first come, first serve, what's available, but then they can rent it out. There's no fee to use the room if you're a resident there. We have to just know, you know, as long as no one else already renting, using
I
it.
I love so. That.
Yes, it's really nice to have that. We're going to have a new exercise center in the works, too, coming up. More details to come on that. And then also the activity kitchen. We just posted a picture of that on our Facebook page, too, and how we're getting close to that. And the bar for the happy hour, which is getting updated as well.
Oh, boy. Well, I know a couple of people that's what they live for.
Yes. Yeah.
Father Martin Siebenhaller.
Oh, yeah.
He loves coming to your facility for happy hour.
Yes.
I need to come sometime, because he talks so highly of it. I'd really be interested.
We'd love to have you there. It is 3 days a week, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. It starts at 4:00. So you're welcome to come to that, and we'd love to have you see our happy hour.
But you're getting a new bar. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're updating the bar. Do you have any more details on that? Or I'm trying to think of it.
You know, there might be some different opportunities in terms of even including the residents in some of the activities that we would do in the space.
That's great.
Yeah.
One of the things I really appreciate about Benedictine is the fact that the money really goes back to the communities. Mm-hmm. We work hard to raise the money, and we try and invest as much as we can right back into the community, and keeping, you know, all of the spaces fresh and inviting and warm and safe. And
homey.
And homey, yeah.
So, I mean, it has a good vibe.
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, I have been so impressed with everybody that I've met in the town of Hastings. It's a big town, but it feels like a small town. You all have been so welcoming and kind, and no matter how busy people are, they take a minute to talk to you, to hear more about what's happening. They really care about this community and the people that live here. And it's such a pleasure getting to know everybody in Hastings and the surrounding area. You guys have a lot to be proud of.
That's really nice to hear. Thank you.
Agree. Yeah.
So, Laura, what else is going on? It's Thanksgiving coming up soon.
Yes.
And I know some of your residents maybe have done Gobblegate in town before, but now they've, you know, graduated out of that. But you still have something fun to do.
Yes. Our wellness department is doing a great event coming up called the Turkey Trot.
Oh, boy.
And that is going to be on November 19th, so very soon. We'll have some pictures on our Facebook too, but all of our departments right now are also donating food items to the Hastings Family Services, which is a great cause, and encourage everybody to do that. And what the way the Turkey Trot works is Benedictine Safford families are asked to bring in non-perishable foods that will go up until November 19th on our Turkey Trot Day. We have the residents walk around the chapel with volunteers as many times as the residents want to.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so that's really, really cool. We treat it like a 5K. We have bibs with numbers the residents wear, and we all cheer them on as they go around the chapel. We will serve popcorn and pop. We have door prizes if you participate. The day after the turkey trot, they pack up all the non-perishable food items and bring it right to the Hastings Family Services food shelf in Hastings.
Well, I have to tell you, this time of year, it's so special to have things like this.
Yes,
and just talking to the folks at Hastings Family Service, there is a great need.
There is right now for so many of our neighbors.
Yeah. Yes, very much so. So this couldn't come at a better time.
I agree. Yeah.
So can we sponsor some of the turkey trot walkers, or how does that work?
Well, if families or friends or anybody in the community wants to bring in items, we have food boxes out by the main offices.
Oh, good.
And you're welcome to bring in food. We encourage that, too. So that's kind of what the way it's working, mm-hmm. and my understanding on that.
And that really goes back to what you touched on earlier, Mo, about the spiritual nature mm-hmm. of our partnership mm-hmm. And the giving back. I mean, I can't think of a better way than to love thy neighbor, than mm-hmm. to help feed somebody in their time of need through no fault of their own. So I think Jesus is probably smiling down at the work, at mm-hmm. that work, that we're all doing, and the focus on giving back.
Yes.
Love that. Well, that's going to be a super fun event. And again, that's November 19th.
Yes.
Turkey Trot. That's an annual event, isn't
yes,
it, Laura?
Yes. Yep. Since I've been there, they've been doing it.
People excited for it?
Very excited. Yeah. It's a great way to give back. And also, it's an exciting time, too.
Love that. What else did you want to tell us, please?
I also wanted to remind everybody about our spiritual care activities. We do have the beautiful chapel here. We still have Catholic Mass said Sunday through Friday at 1, and our ecumenical worship every Monday at 10:30. And again, this is open to the public. So if any of you want to stop over to our Mass or our Christian service, I want to encourage you to stop on over and experience that.
And I did see somewhere that there was a need for sacristans. And so I think it was, I read it somewhere.
Okay.
Is it Kirsten?
Yes.
That you would contact?
Yep. And I'm going to give that information too. So if you wanted to contact Kirsten Berndt, her direct number is 651-404-7953. Again, 651-404-7953. I'll leave this flyer with you, too. But
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So tell us about the auxiliary, because I have to tell you, I have spent some time in the hospital and recently, and you have two fabulous places to shop. One is the regular old gift store, I guess, and the other is the country store. Both run, I think, by the hospital auxiliary. Is that correct?
Yes, they are a fantastic group of people.
Yes.
I was just at their meeting this morning. I mean, everything from selling adorable items in the shops, perfect for holiday shopping, to blood drives. Eileen is organizing a blood. I'm going to give blood after this.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, they do a big garage sale as a fundraiser every year. They really are amazing. Group of individuals, and they just recently purchased or will be purchasing a massage chair for some of the staff, hardworking staff in the healthcare in the hospital, which is such a treat as they're on their feet all day running. They have a room that they can go to just relax and rejuvenate, and they have done amazing things as well for the senior living, helping the staff with tools they need to do their jobs better, like patient lifts and things, mm-hmm. resident lifts and things.
Isn't there a
nature.
Swing? Didn't they have like a dual swing or something that they purchased?
On the Pauline neighborhood,
yes.
There's one outside on the little.
So nice.
Beautiful. Yes.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Yeah, they've done so many great things for.
They always welcome new members, too.
Okay.
So if you have an interest in getting to know some fun people and working on some fun projects, I know that they would welcome, mm-hmm. Margaret would welcome your interest.
Yes.
Margaret Flower is our current chair.
Yes, that's right. Yes. And they have done so many things behind the scenes that I think if they had not, that your facility would look different.
Exactly.
So they really
Absolutely.
Have made a big
yeah.
impact.
Yeah. Yeah, they really have a spirit of service. Similar to the folks that are on our boards, too, that devote their time. They're very busy people. But everybody, that's what I mean. Such a sense of service, of giving back, mm-hmm. of making this community a better place. And I'm just really proud to work with all of them. But, yeah, we are very grateful for not only the hospital I know is and us on the senior living mm-hmm. side are so grateful for the auxiliary.
Yes, a great support.
There's so many different ways to make an impact, not only through gifts of money, but also gifts of time. You know, I know that people both at the hospital and in our senior living would welcome visitors and companionship. Loneliness is kind of, can be a hard thing in our society. So even if, you know, that's one thing I appreciate about Mick is he'll come, he'll visit residents, you know, they know who he is and appreciate his kindness. So that's another way to give back too. If maybe your budget is a little tight, and gifts of time is also a gift. But we're very happy with the volunteers that we have and are always open to welcome people in our doors, including you at Happy Hour, Mo.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Anything final that you want to say, Laura?
Yes, wanted to just say continue to check out our Facebook page for more upcoming events. Our open house again is going to be Thursday, January 29th. So the end is in sight for our big renovation.
It's going to be so exciting.
Yes, we're so excited for that. Also, wanted to encourage all of you who are interested in coming in for a tour to give me a call at 651-404-7947. You also can go online at benedictinevirginia.org and schedule online, or you can email me again as well at laura.erickson@benedictingliving.org. So I'd encourage all of you to reach out to me and would love to have you there and then also invite you to some of our upcoming events.
You know, Laura, that is always a good reminder
yes.
that even if people aren't ready to perhaps move into your facility now, it would be a behoove them to get on a waiting list.
Exactly, yes.
Come take Absolutely. A tour.
Yes. Yep,
and then yep. when you're in crisis mode, you don't have to make all those decisions. You're
yes.
already in the queue.
Yes, 100%. Yes, if you are just thinking about it, it's always a good time to reach out. Even if you're at the very beginning stages and you're thinking way down the road, please give me a call. It's never too early.
Would you give us your phone number again?
Yes, 651-404-7947.
Really appreciate that. Thank you so much for coming in, ladies. Keep up the good work.
Thanks,
Mom. Our guests today, Laura Erickson and Maureen Maher. And Benedictine is a wonderful place in Hastings, so do visit them online or give Laura a call and come in for a tour. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.